This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the occasion of National Youth Day today. The Prime Minister will also participate in multiple activities designed to inspire, motivate and empower the nation's future leaders. He will engage with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country, selected through the Viksit Bharat Challenge. The young leaders will showcase their presentation on their vision for Viksit Bharat during the event. Mr. Modi will also join the young leaders for lunch, providing them an opportunity to share their ideas, experiences and aspirations directly to him. Earlier yesterday, the Prime Minister emphasized that the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue is a unique initiative to involve the country's youth in the nation's development journey. The Prime Minister said the program seeks to channel the energy, creativity and leadership of young minds to realize the vision of a Viksit Bharat. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that there has been a sevenfold increase in the seizure of drugs in the last 10 years. He said the fight against drugs has gained new strength under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. Chairing the regional conference on drug trafficking and national security in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Shah said the drugs worth more than 56,800 crore rupees were disposed of over the last 10 years. He added that the Narcotics Control Bureau and police across the country have taken action against drugs, which has strengthened the youth and society towards a drug-free future. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has emphasized that investment in infrastructure, productivity, law reforms and inclusive development will be key to shaping India's future by 2047. He was speaking at the concluding ceremony of the Pune Public Policy Festival held at the Gokhale Institute of Economics yesterday. During his address, Mr. Vaishnav engaged with the audience through a PowerPoint presentation focusing on the four pillars of a developed India. He also highlighted the progress made by the Union government in the telecommunications sector. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal inaugurated the southern arm of the T-shaped flyover at Mith Chowki, Malad West in Mumbai yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Goyal highlighted the flyover's importance in easing traffic of Malad residents and those in nearby areas. He described the project as a symbol of the government's commitment to public welfare, noting that it would reduce traffic congestion for thousands of commuters and enhance connectivity. BJP has released a second list of 29 candidates for the Delhi Assembly elections. Former MLA Kapil Mishra has been fielded from Karawal Nagar, Harish Khurana from Moti Nagar and Priyanka Gautam, who recently joined BJP from Aam Aadmi Party, will contest from Kondli. Earlier, the party had released its first list of 29 candidates. The BJP has claimed that according to the CAG report, the Delhi liquor scam has caused a revenue loss of over 2,000 crore rupees. Addressing media at party headquarters yesterday, senior party leader Anurag Thakur alleged that Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal is the kingpin of the liquor scam. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party leader Priyanka Kakkar refuted BJP's allegation and claimed that the leaked CAG report was fake. She said that no proof was found against Mr. Kejriwal in the alleged scam. Shiv Sena Uddhav Thackeray MP Sanjay Raut has announced that the party will contest local body elections, including those for the municipal corporations of Mumbai, Thane, Pune and Nagpur independently. Speaking to reporters in Mumbai, Mr. Raut explained that the party needed to assess its strength and party chief Uddhav Thackeray suggested contesting separately in these areas. Puducherry Health Department has confirmed that a child recently admitted to a private hospital has tested positive for human metapneumovirus, HMPV. According to a release from the Union Territory Health Department, the child has fully recovered and has been discharged. In women's cricket, India will take on Ireland in the second match of three one-day international series today at Saurashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Rajkot today. The match is scheduled to begin at 11 a.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.